Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Yeah.
Anointed True.
In the building.
Just want to thank you on this morning for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name.
Lord, we ask that your presence be heavy on the line on this morning, Lord. We bind and we rebuke any work of the enemy on this morning, and we command them to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just thank you for everything that you are about to do on this morning. The deliverance, the healing, the salvation, hallelujah, the knowledge that you are about to give us on this morning, Lord. We thank you for it on this morning, Lord. We praise you for it, and we magnify you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God. Once again, we just want to thank everybody, hallelujah, for calling in and tuning in. Hallelujah. On yesterday, praise God, amen, we came from the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, chapter 3. Praise God, hallelujah, in which Paul was speaking to the church of Corinth, hallelujah, amen, and telling them, hallelujah, that basically, to sum it up, basically, hallelujah, the ministry is not a competition. Praise God, hallelujah. Ministry was not meant, amen, for y'all to compete with one another. Praise God, hallelujah. And he talked about how he talked about him and another minister that was very popular at the time, Apollos. Hallelujah, praise God. He said some of y'all following Apollos, some of y'all following me. And he said when we all should be following Christ. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And he went on further to say, amen, that our foundation should be built on Jesus Christ. Praise God, hallelujah. So whatever we're doing, whether it's ministry, hallelujah, whether it's our marriage, our children, our career path, our job, hallelujah, everything we do in every aspect of life, hallelujah, the foundation of it should be built on Jesus Christ. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And that competitive spirit that we were talking about yesterday should be bind and rebuked, not just in the church, but in every aspect of life. At home, hallelujah, you and your wife are not competing with each other to see who's the breadwinner or who's running things or who's the better parent. Praise God, hallelujah, it's not a competition. Praise God, hallelujah, at work, you're not competing. They may be competing with you at work, hallelujah, but that doesn't mean you have to be competing with them. For the word of God tells us we're in the world, but we're not of it. So if we're not of it, hallelujah, that means we can be amongst them, hallelujah, and not do the things that they do. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And then the way we parent, hallelujah, amen. The world has their way of parenting. Praise God, hallelujah, and the Lord leads us and guides us on our way of parenting. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. What's right, what may be right in the world ain't right to us. Hallelujah. And what's right to us ain't right to the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so everything has to be laid on the foundation of Jesus Christ. On his, what does that mean? That means his principles. What were Jesus Christ's principles? His principles were, hallelujah, we are to turn the other cheek. We are to pray for those who spitefully use us. We are to love the Lord thy God with all our heart, mind, and soul. Hallelujah. And we are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he says we are to love one another as he has loved us. Praise God, hallelujah. And he's saying, amen, what Paul is saying, hallelujah, amen, is that is what every aspect of our life, every relationship, hallelujah, every endeavor should be based on the principles, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ. Praise God, hallelujah. Did you have something to add to that?
You pretty much summed it up.
Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, when we get down to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, verse 15, it says, if any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth within you? Praise God. Hallelujah. He's saying, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer a loss. And the things that's going on in the world, it's ironic that that scripture was next, hallelujah, because with the things that are going on in the world today, hallelujah, a lot of us have put in a lot of work over the years to accomplish, amen, the things that we have accomplished and received the things that we have received. Hallelujah, praise God. The position you got at your job, that house you got, that car you got, that established life that you have. Praise God, that you've worked so hard to get. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But a lot of it is literally being burnt right now. Hallelujah, amen. And people are suffering great loss. Hallelujah, at this time. Hallelujah, amen. But it says, even though you are suffering a great loss, hallelujah, you yourself shall be saved. Hallelujah, amen. And it says, yet so as by fire. And he goes on to tell us, do you not know that you are the temple of God? Hallelujah. Now, this goes back to knowing your identity. Hallelujah, praise God. You are the temple of God, and do you not know that God dwelleth within you? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And he says, if anybody defile the temple of God, him shall destroy God, shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, hallelujah, which temple ye are. Hallelujah, praise God. Which temple are you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you the holy temple? Hallelujah. The consecrated temple. Amen. Praise God of God. Amen. In other words, and a lot of people use this as the scripture to say, are you eating the right things? Or hallelujah. Are you drinking? Or are you smoking? Praise God. Because you are the temple of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But that is not what Paul is referring to. Hallelujah. Paul, amen, is referring to, amen, our ideologies and the way we think. Hallelujah. He's referring to, hallelujah, the competition, the way we are downgrading one another. Amen. They call it the watchman ministry, where you go around watching other ministries and hating on them, saying they're not of God. They shouldn't be out here preaching, hallelujah, amen. They shouldn't be doing this. They shouldn't be doing that. And we established yesterday that Jesus told the disciples, amen, if they're preaching Christ, hallelujah, if they're preaching my name, hallelujah, that means they're with you, hallelujah, and not to go against somebody who is with you. It's not like, hallelujah, amen, you're preaching against Satanism or you're preaching against atheism. Hallelujah, amen. We're talking about ministers that preach against other ministers who are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Church of Corinth is trying to put Apollos, hallelujah, against Paul. They're trying to put them against each other. Who's the most holy? Who's really anointed? Who's really called? Who's hearing God more clearly? Who's doing this? They're making it into a competition. Praise God, hallelujah. When God is telling us, hallelujah, it's not a competition. Hallelujah, praise God. It's all for the glorification, hallelujah, and the magnification of Jesus Christ. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And he said, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him be a fool that he may be wise. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Let him be a fool that he be wise. Amen. You think you smarter than what the word of God is telling you. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's basically you think you know so much. You learn so much from the books. Hallelujah. From your studies, from your statistics. hallelujah, amen, from you've learned so much from all of these outside information. Mm-hmm. Praise God, hallelujah, that you can't trust the word of God. So the word of God, Paul said in another scripture, the word of God seems foolish to man. Hallelujah, seems foolish to the world. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. The things we do are foolish right now. We praying, hallelujah, amen. We laying hands on the sick, hallelujah, amen. See, God, amen, let me say this real quick. The Lord says, hallelujah, God, we've been talking about we need to get back to our roots. Hallelujah, and laying on the hands, what the Bible calls the elementary things. Hallelujah, amen, the laying on the hands, the casting out of demons. Hallelujah, the getting up on the altar, the tarrying. Hallelujah, amen. And we've been preaching about it and talking about it. Hallelujah, but we ain't did it. Hallelujah, praise God. But God has a way of allowing things, hallelujah, in the atmosphere to bring us together where we have no choice but to tarry. And we ain't even going to the church to tarry. Hallelujah, people are tarrying in their bedrooms. Hallelujah, tarrying in their living rooms, tarrying in their garages, praise God, because they're seeking God. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. He said, when I shut up the heavens, when I send the pestilence, when I send the sicknesses, hallelujah, when I do this stuff, praise God, you're going to turn back to me. Hallelujah, he says that you're going to, hallelujah, pray, you're going to seek my face, you're going to turn from your wicked ways. Hallelujah, these are the things that you're going to do when I, hallelujah, bring these things upon the land. Hallelujah, amen. But you think you're so wise. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. When the preachers are talking about faith right now, when the preachers are trying to gather everybody together so we can pray. Hallelujah, praise God. They laughing about it on TMZ and all the TV stations, and they're rolling their eyes at the aspect of the fact that we believe if we pray about it, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, that we are under the same covenant that the Hebrew children were when the blood of the Lamb was over the doorpost. Praise God, hallelujah. We believe the blood of Jesus is over our lives, and when the angel of death passes over, hallelujah, it shall pass over us. And more so, hallelujah, more so we believe if we do succumb to any illnesses or any, if we die, this, let me put it point blank. We believe if we die, it was predestined. It was our time to go. Hallelujah, praise God. And people laugh about it and joke about it, hallelujah, because this is our faith. That's foolish to believe it was your time. Hallelujah. It's foolish to believe that it was predestined, hallelujah, before the foundation of the universe, that this was your day. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. But we believe this, and we have a confidence in this, knowing that there's something on the other side. Hallelujah, amen. But you're so wise, and you have all this wisdom to know, hallelujah, that there's no heaven, that can't be a heaven, because you can't find it. Hallelujah, that's the thing about your own wisdom, the Lord says. The Lord says your own wisdom depends on what you can figure out. Hallelujah. If you can't figure out, somebody else, another man, another woman, another human can figure it out. Hallelujah. Amen. But if y'all can't figure it out, hallelujah. Amen. It must be foolish. It must be buffoonery. Hallelujah. Praise God, because you can't figure it out. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, amen, for the wisdom of this world is foolish with God. Hallelujah. The things they got going on right now is foolish to us. Hallelujah. It's foolish to us for y'all to be running out and buying up all the toilet paper. Hallelujah. It's foolish for us, praise God, especially the way they're saying they're trying to slow it down. Hallelujah. You got to pay attention to the words people are using when they talk to you. Hallelujah. They didn't say they're trying to stop it. They say they're trying to slow it down so it doesn't overrun our healthcare system. Hallelujah, amen. They didn't say we're trying to stop it. We're trying to bring an end to it, because they can't. They can't figure it out. Hallelujah. So the wise thing to do is, if we can't stop it, we need to slow it down. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in a Christian's mind, you can't delay the inevitable. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Praise God. God going to do what he going to do. Hallelujah, amen. You can't stop God. You can't stop the plan of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And he says, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Hallelujah. Because you think you so smart. He said, I use your own wisdom against you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise that are vain. Praise God. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Apollos, hallelujah, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come are all yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said in the earlier scripture, amen, that all these things were given. Hallelujah. In verse 5, he says, hallelujah, but ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. Hallelujah. The blessings that one man received, the Bible says, hallelujah, he gave to every man. Paul says everything, hallelujah, belongs to us. He says whether it was him, hallelujah, whether it was Apollos, whether it was Cephas, hallelujah, whether it was Elder Prevost, whether it was First Lady Prevost, hallelujah, it don't matter who it was, all things were given, hallelujah, to all of us. Praise God, hallelujah. Let me break it down like this. We always talk about it's an inheritance. Everything that we got from God is an inheritance. Hallelujah, amen. And this is the way the inheritance goes. The oldest son gets the biggest part of the inheritance. Hallelujah. And then whatever children are left, hallelujah, are left to divide the remaining part of the inheritance. Hallelujah. Now the eldest son of Jehovah, hallelujah, is Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahweh in the flesh is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus is the eldest son. He received the biggest portion. Hallelujah. Amen. But we being his next of kin, his brethren. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We receive the remaining portion equally divided among all of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are entitled. This is what we have to understand. Through grace, not through the law, praise God, but through grace, hallelujah, we are entitled to the benefits, hallelujah, of being a child of God, because it says, because we are Christ, you are Christ, we are Christ, and Christ is God. Hallelujah, we belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Hallelujah, amen. Everything belongs to us. It runs down. Hallelujah, it's the trickle-down effect. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. So we don't glorify in any man, for we all are equal. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what it boils down to. It boils down to that we are all equal in the sight of God. The same blood, hallelujah, that saved me, it saved you. The same blood that saved the prostitute. The same blood that saved the pimp. Hallelujah, the same blood that saved the harlot. Hallelujah, the same blood that saved the thief. The same blood that saved the murderer. Hallelujah, amen. Saved all of us. Hallelujah, we all have, the Bible says, for we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You got something for us, lady? Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So as this chapter ends, amen, we want to establish the fact, hallelujah, amen, that what the mission is about. The mission is about glorifying God. Like Jesus said, when the time has come for God to glorify me, hallelujah, so I can glorify you. This is what Jesus said. Praise God. And the same goes for us. He said, one day we will all be sons of God. Hallelujah, amen. So God is going to glorify you. Hallelujah, amen. But the purpose of him glorifying you, hallelujah, is for you to glorify him, not for you to glorify yourself or have anyone else glorify you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to transition real quick. I want to go to the book of Samuel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Second Samuel, I believe, chapter 6. Amen. Second Samuel, chapter 6. Copy that. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to drop down to verse number. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse number 12. Amen. Second Samuel chapter 6, verse number 12. Hallelujah. Now, amen, before let me give you a little background of what's going on in the scripture, praise God. Hallelujah. David, hallelujah, amen, has gone through much of what me and First Lady have been talking about since last week. Hallelujah. Last week we talked about Jeremiah. Amen. Praise God. How Jeremiah was called, amen, to be a prophet among the nations. Praise God. Before the foundations of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. How he was molded and shaped by God in the womb. Hallelujah. Hey, how God already had an idea of what he wanted to him to be before he was born. And we wanted, amen, the way the Lord wants each and every last one of us to take this principle and apply it to each and every last one of us, that before our mama met our daddy, hallelujah, that we were molded and shaped, and that he had an idea of what he wanted us to be, that he's the one that molded and shaped us in the womb, hallelujah, and he's the one that put a destiny on our lives, hallelujah, amen, and that no, what we feel would be a defect, no low self-esteem, no nothing that I'm a female, I can't, they won't let me preach, whatever the case may be, whatever excuse we had of why we can't do it, hallelujah, God say don't make excuses. First of all, don't say it, don't bring it to life, hallelujah, amen, and second of all, you don't know what I put in you, hallelujah, amen. Now we transition, amen, with then we talk about, amen, then we started talking about yesterday, praise God, how once you're in the ministry or whatever God has you doing, that it's not a competition, it's all to glorify God. Hallelujah, amen. Now we want to talk about how along the walk, you're going to have those ups and downs. You're going to have those triumphant victories. Hallelujah, amen. And you're going to have big victories. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. But there are going to be those little shortcomings along the way, amen, some might call stumbling blocks, praise God, along the way. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, to give you some background on David, for those of you that don't know about King David, hallelujah, the second and who many believe to be the greatest king of Israel, hallelujah, amen, was a little boy, 19, maybe 11 years old, herding sheep, praise God, and Samuel was sent, hallelujah, amen, to find a replacement for the king who was currently sitting on the throne, the first king of Israel, who was Saul. Hallelujah. Why? Because Saul, amen, disobeyed God. He was more concerned about, amen, doing what the people wanted, amen, than doing what God wanted. Hallelujah, amen. Just to give you exactly what happened, he told him to go, amen, and kill everything. Go into the town, kill everything. Leave nobody alive. Praise God, not even the cattle, not even the herd, not the sheep, none of it. Everything must die. Hallelujah, amen. But his people said, we need to do like everybody else does. And we need to capture the king and the queen, and we need to capture all of the best of the livestock, hallelujah, amen, and we can take it and we can sacrifice it to God, hallelujah, praise God, but that's not what God wanted them to do, so he disobeyed God, hallelujah, amen, and he continued to disobey God, hallelujah, and God was displeased, and he told Samuel not to worry about it, I've already got a replacement, hallelujah, he already got a replacement. His replacement was David. Hallelujah, amen. So David, at the age of 12, was anointed to be king of Israel. Now here it is some amen, what, 30-some years later, he's actually the king of Israel. Hallelujah, amen. And the prophecy has come full term. Hallelujah, amen. And I got to share some characteristics about David because it applies to a lot of us. Because David was the smallest of his family, the most scrawniest. Hallelujah. He wasn't all that handsome as we make him out to be. We make him out to be this gorgeous king. Hallelujah, this beautiful king. Well, really, Saul was the beautiful one, according to the word of God. Hallelujah, because Saul was chosen because of how he looked. Hallelujah, but David was chosen because of his heart. Hallelujah, amen. He didn't fit the picture, the ideal picture of what a king should be, that when Samuel went to the family, to the daddy offered up every son except that one. Hallelujah. When it got to the last son, Samuel said, there's another one. And he said, yeah, I got another one, but that ain't him. That, you don't understand, that ain't him. Some of us feel like that. Some of us have been told that, hallelujah, we feel like the stepsister on Cinderella. Hallelujah, you not the one. Yeah, I know the slipper fit, but it can't be you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But despite all that negativity, hallelujah, amen, David, amen, the prophecy came true. I said all that just to say, amen, praise God. If God said something about you in your life, believe it. Hallelujah. And wait to receive what he has said and watch it come to pass. David received it and watched it come to pass. Hallelujah. Now, as we fast forward, he's had a lot of triumphs in his life. And we get to one of the biggest triumphs. I want to talk about one of the biggest. Hallelujah, amen. And this is when he went and he reclaimed the Ark of the Covenant. Praise God. The Ark of the Covenant was believed to have had the ability to summon the presence of God, basically. If the Ark of the Covenant was there, the presence of God was there. Praise God. So to go get the Ark of the Covenant is just the same as going to go get God. And he's saying, we're God's people, but it says the house of Obed-Edom. The Lord had blessed the house of Obed-Edom. Hallelujah. And God's over there blessing people that have stolen God from us, basically, is what's going on. They took God from us. Hallelujah. Not David said it's time for us to go get God back. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he went to go get God back. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, amen. It says in verse 12, and it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the Ark of the Covenant. So David went and brought up the Ark from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so, when they bear the Ark of the Covenant gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. Hallelujah, amen. So he began to sacrifice oxen and fatted calves. Hallelujah. In verse 14 it says, and David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girdled with a linen ephod. Hallelujah. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the house of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. Hallelujah, praise God. Let me stop right there. This is a joyous occasion for David. Hallelujah. And everybody around David, hallelujah, sees how joyous this occasion is. He has brought back the Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah. They're sacrificing to the Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah, amen. He's dancing and shouting. Everybody's praising God. This is a joyous occasion. There's going to be times in your life when you're going to be, hallelujah, on cloud nine. But at the same time that you're on cloud nine, somebody that is close to you, hallelujah, somebody that can get to you, hallelujah. The enemy's always going to use somebody that can get to you, praise God, because your enemy's going to talk about you 24/7. You expect this from your enemy. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But the enemy, amen, is going to use somebody close to you. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And while he is shouting and rejoicing, his wife, hallelujah, is looking out the window at him, hallelujah, despising him in her heart, hallelujah, for dancing, hallelujah, and shouting and leaping. Praise God, hallelujah, because, amen, this is unkinglike. Hallelujah, amen. This is not how royal people behave. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. You ever been in a church and you begin to shout and praise God and people look at you like, this is not how we're dignified. We don't act like, hallelujah, that. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. And it's not necessarily, hallelujah, in this situation it was a husband and a wife, hallelujah, amen, but it might be a parent, it might be a brother, a sister, it might be a friend, it might be a pastor, a fellow minister, a fellow deacon in the church, somebody that's close to you that you value their opinion. Hallelujah, amen, and no doubt, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Let me read a little bit more. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end to his offering, burnt offering and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well as the women, as men, to everyone a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. So he basically had a Holy Ghost party in the name of Jesus. Everybody ate. Hallelujah, the men and the women. It wasn't no separating, set the men down. Hallelujah, everybody, hallelujah, ate. Hallelujah, everybody went home. Everybody went home feeling good. Hallelujah, amen, in the name of God. Hallelujah, amen. But then the Bible says, then David returned to bless his household. Hallelujah, and Micah, the daughter of Saul, came to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of handmaids of his servants, and of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself. Hallelujah, praise God. He expected to walk in the house, and he expected Michael to be like, praise God, oh king, baby, I love you, great job. You ever wanted somebody to tell you great job? Hallelujah, praise God. And they didn't criticize the job you did, hallelujah, but they criticized something else, not even pertaining, hallelujah, amen, to what you accomplished. Hallelujah, praise God. That's how the enemy works, because the enemy is distracting. See, you have to understand we fight against flesh and blood. I mean, we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against wicked and evil spirits and principalities. Hallelujah. The enemy is distracting that other person, hallelujah, from the accomplishment. Hallelujah. They're distracting them from the good. Whenever there's a situation going on, you can't, unless it's all good, hallelujah, amen, you can't see the good. The only thing you can see is the bad. The only thing you can see is what went wrong. As performers, as people that sing and dance, they can, to us it was a great performance, but they can remember, all they can think about is that one step that they messed up, that one note that they didn't hit right. We don't even notice it, but they do. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And this, hallelujah, amen, is similar to what's going on hallelujah, in this man's life. Praise God. The enemy is blinding his wife. Hallelujah, amen. And this is the issue. Everybody tries to make Michael out to be the bad guy in this situation. Every time I've heard this preach, she's been the bad guy. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. But I don't see her as the bad guy. I see her as somebody, amen, who was influenced by the enemy, who was blinded by the enemy. She couldn't see the good her husband had did. Hallelujah, amen, because she was too influenced, amen, by her background as a princess. Hallelujah, as a princess, she was raised as royalty. David was raised as a sheep herder. Hallelujah, he was raised in the ghetto, praise God. She was raised in the mansion. Hallelujah, amen. From her background, from her perspective, a king should not be acting like this. From her perspective, she had a valid point. Maybe the way she said it, hallelujah, amen, was a little out of line. Maybe she could have worded it, hallelujah, differently, praise God. But from her perspective, see, David did not take the time. Yeah, I'm getting on David. I'm not getting on Michael. Hallelujah. David should have taken the time to try to look at it from her perspective. Hallelujah. Her daddy was the first king of Israel. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. So from her perspective, a king does not act like this. Amen, praise God. But, amen, from David's perspective, I just came in the house from doing a good thing, and here I come in to criticism, to conflict. Hallelujah, amen. He was not expecting this. Maybe he should have taken a moment before he opened his mouth and said something. A lot of us don't take that moment. Before we open our mouths, amen, and we let our mouths override our minds, praise God, amen. The boss say something to you, and before you even take time to think, hallelujah, you done cussed the boss out, and now you ain't got no job no more, praise God, hallelujah. Now you done said something to your husband that you should have never said, hallelujah, amen, and now he's looking at you differently. Praise God, hallelujah, because we didn't take the time to think. We acted out of our emotions, praise God, instead of out of our logic, praise God. And believe it or not, the Lord, Jesus told us many times that we need to think, start using our minds. You know how I know he said that? He said we need to repent. Repent means to change your mind, hallelujah. So we have to think before we act and not act out of emotion. But David in verse 21 said unto Michael, it was before the Lord which chose me before thy father, before all thy house, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play before the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He went off. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of people say he was in the right. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing he said was incorrect. Hallelujah, amen. But he's talking to his wife. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. He's talking to his wife. Praise God, amen. He should have, before he said, this is basically what he said. The Lord chose me over your daddy and over all your brothers. Wasn't none of y'all worthy to be over the people of the Lord except me. So therefore, I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And I care less what you got to say about it. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And it said, and I will yet be more vile than this. He said, matter of fact, I'm about to go step my game up. Praise God, hallelujah. And it will be based in my own sight. Hallelujah. Listen what he said. And will be based in mine own sight. I'm mindful of what I'm doing now. Before I was he was in the spirit when he was worshiping God. Now he's saying, I'm going to start doing stuff purposely in my own sight. I'm gonna look at myself and say, now you know you're going a little bit too far, David. Hallelujah. But you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Why? To spite you. Hallelujah. Do we push the limit just to spite people? Hallelujah, amen. He said, in my own sight and the sight of my maidservants, which thou hast spoken of them, hallelujah, shall I be had in honor. And it says, therefore, Michael, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death. And when I hear that, when I heard people preach that, they preach because of her attitude, because of her criticizing the king, because of her this and because of her that, she didn't have no children. But it clearly says David is the one that's mad. Hallelujah. David is the one that has the attitude here. David is the one that stopped sleeping with his wife, and that's why she didn't have any children. Hallelujah, amen. This was not a punishment from God. Y'all ain't gonna like it. Lord have mercy. It's not a punishment from God. This is a punishment from David. This is something David did because he couldn't get over what his wife said to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have to understand, amen, that with every victory, the devil is waiting to attack. Hallelujah. And the least likeliest of places. And you have to consider that. You have to ask yourself, why is this going on in the situation? When it's going on, you got to say, why is this going on when I know a good thing just happened? Hallelujah. People just got saved today. Hallelujah, amen. The churches just opened back up. 1,000 members joined. We fed the homeless. Whatever, something good happened. Why is there conflict happening right now? The reason that the conflict is happening right now is because the enemy, hallelujah, is attacking. How is he attacking? Amen. He has influenced whoever that other person is. He has blinded them to the good, and all they can see is the bad. Hallelujah. All they can see is something that they disagree with. Hallelujah, amen. And somebody has to be mature spiritually to realize what's going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Both parties can't get upset. Amen. Because in the end, that brings no life. Because in the end, the Bible says, hallelujah, she had no child until the day of her death. Hallelujah. It just brings death, conflict, and strife. Hallelujah. It just brings death. There should be some resolution involved somewhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now it says, amen. Now the Bible stops talking about Michael at this point. Hallelujah. And it goes into from chapter 7 to, I believe, chapter 11. Hallelujah. Amen. David just buried himself in his work. It was the Lord's work, and he accomplished a lot of great things between chapter 7 and chapter 11. Praise God, hallelujah. But he never went back to Michael and said, we need to work this thing out. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. If you recall, Michael was his one of his rewards for defeating Goliath. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. This was she was a gift from God, believe it or not. Despite how she was feeling about what he was doing, hallelujah, about, amen, praise God. Like I say, keep in mind her background, she was a little princess. Hallelujah, amen. But he didn't take that into consideration. Hallelujah, amen. He didn't take that into account. Hallelujah, he just went off. And you know how we can get, men, we say women can do the silent treatment and all this other stuff, but men, when we get in our funk, we in there. Hallelujah, praise God. And he was in there. All he did was work, work, work. Like that song, work, 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 work. That's all he did. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And then in chapter 11, hallelujah, amen, he took a break from work. Hallelujah, amen. And it wouldn't have been bad if he would have took a break from work to say, yo, baby, let's sit down, let's talk about what happened 4 chapters ago. Praise God. But he didn't do that. The Bible says, hallelujah, and it came to pass, hallelujah, this is chapter 11, verse 2, hallelujah, Ingletide, evening tide, that David arose off of his bed and walked up, hallelujah, on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, he saw a woman washing herself. And he took the, and he and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, I stumbled over my words there. Hallelujah, amen. So this is what happened. David laying in bed at night. It says evening tide. Hallelujah. So it's the evening time. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's laying in bed at night. Hallelujah, amen. He decided to get up, but instead of going to Michael's room, he decided he's going to go up on the roof. Hallelujah. Now, first of all, he shouldn't even be home. This is the time where he's supposed to be working. Hallelujah. It says in verse 1 that this is the time where the kings went out to war. But he decided he was going to stay home. Hallelujah. Amen. And he stayed home. He laying in bed at night feeling all lonely. Amen. But instead of going, amen, to talk to his wife, he went walking on top of the roof and saw a woman bathing herself. Hallelujah. Amen. The pastor saw a woman bathing herself, the king, the prophet. Hallelujah. A man after God's own heart. See, God wants us to understand that even though who we are, even though we are chosen, even though we are shaped, hallelujah, and molded by him, hallelujah, we still have to understand we are still susceptible to the works of the enemy. The Bible says, what does it say? Be not, naive of Satan's devices. Don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. Hallelujah. Ignorant means not to know of. Don't think that he ain't got no tricks up his sleeve. Hallelujah. The Bible say he ain't got no power. That don't, he got some tricks, though. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He's an illusionist. Hallelujah. Amen. He like a magician. They can't really make you disappear, but it make it look like they ain't really got no power, but it make it look like, hallelujah, they got some power. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the enemy is working on David, the man of God. Hallelujah, praise God. And it says David saw this woman bathing, hallelujah, on the roof. And David sent and inquired after the woman, hallelujah. And one said, is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? Hallelujah, praise God. Listen, I had to notice the way the man said it. Hallelujah. And one said, is this not Bathsheba? Like, don't you know who this is? Praise God. See, the Bible tells us, amen, there's no temptation that is common to man, but with every temptation, there comes a way of escape. It would have been different if this woman was single. And in this time era, let me get this straight. At this time, hallelujah, amen. And in some cultures today, David already had six wives, five wives. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Bathsheba would have been number six. Hallelujah, amen. And it was nothing wrong with that. That was under the law at that time. Hallelujah, him being the king, if she would have been a single woman, hallelujah, and he knows she was a single woman, there would have been nothing wrong with him taking Bathsheba on as a wife under the Mosaic law. Praise God, and under the law of the land, which is the Mosaic law. Hallelujah, praise God. But, hallelujah, he was told, hallelujah, that's a married woman over there, David. You know she married. That's Uriah's wife. Uriah's one of your generals, one of your lieutenants in your army. You know who that woman is. Praise God. Hallelujah. That brings me back to the fact he stayed home. It's funny how he stayed home while all the men went out to war. Hallelujah. Amen. It's almost like he wanted his pick. I'm not going to say he intentionally, hallelujah, did that. We don't know what David was thinking at the time. I can only go off of what he did. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And David sent messengers and took her, and she came unto him, and he lay with her. Hallelujah, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned, hallelujah, unto her house. He slept with a married woman. Praise God. Hallelujah. He fell into temptation. Then she took a bath and went back home. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. This is what David did. See, a couple of years ago, I kept wondering why he kept pushing David in my head. David. If David was a man after God's own heart, hallelujah. If David was ordained by God at 12 years old, hallelujah, to be, hallelujah, the king of Israel, amen. If David wrote all those psalms and David loved God so much, David, you thought you did something by buying your girl something for Valentine's Day or writing her a poem? David loved God so much, hallelujah, that he would write a song, hallelujah, then invent the instrument he would invent the instrument to play the song on, hallelujah, to God. Hallelujah. You ain't never wrote a song and then invented an instrument to play that song on. Hallelujah. Amen. And he did this all to glorify God. This is how much this man loved God. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants us to know, no matter how spiritual we think we are, hallelujah, no matter how close to God we think we are, hallelujah, there are still situations in our lives that will arise. Hallelujah, that the temptation is so great that we could very well fall to it. Amen, praise God, because we are unaware of the works of the enemy. Hallelujah, amen. We are unaware that the enemy is working through that person. Hallelujah, amen. So we do the what we call the Esau effect. We make a permanent decision on a temporary situation. Remember when Esau was hungry? Hallelujah. So he came in the house and he wanted something to eat, and he asked his brother, give me something to eat. And Jacob said, I'll give you something to eat if you give me your birthright. Your birthright, hallelujah, you know, the piece of paper that say when daddy died, you get the business, you get all the cars, you get all the money, you get all the fame, you get all the prestige, you get all that. But right now I'm hungry, so you willing to give away all of that for a momentary desire? A momentary need, hallelujah, like you're not going to ever eat again, that you're not going to ever, amen, praise God, experience being with a woman again, that you got to take somebody else's wife, you got to take somebody else's husband, like you're not going to never have no more money, you got to steal somebody else's identity, you got to take their money out of their bank account, praise God, hallelujah, you got to covet from somebody else, hallelujah, because you don't have enough faith to believe that God is going to provide something for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we just don't have enough, hallelujah, faith. Okay, Praise God. We don't have enough faith to believe it. Hallelujah, amen. So we go under our own strength, and we're usually going against the law of God, going against the will of God. If it were to be the will of God for David to be with Bathsheba, hallelujah, David did it in the wrongest way possible. Hallelujah, amen. Let me continue, because it didn't just stop there. Praise God. It didn't just stop there, praise God. Hallelujah, it says amen. And the woman, it says in David's message, and the woman conceived and sent and told David, I am with child. Praise God. So David got the woman pregnant. And it says, and David sent to Joab saying, send me Uriah the Hittite. And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was come unto him, David demanded of him how Joab did. And how the people did, and how the war prospered. And David said to Uriah, go to thy house and watch thy feet. And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of meat from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all of the servants of the Lord, and went not down to his house. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the plan was, I'm going to get Uriah. I accidentally got his wife pregnant. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get Uriah, hallelujah, to come home, hallelujah, amen, and sleep with his wife, basically. I'm going to make it seem like I'm rewarding him. Hallelujah. Amen. For doing such a good job. Praise God. Now the man of God has gone from, hallelujah, it was just in his mind, laying in the bed in the beginning. Then it actually, she was actually laying in the bed. It went from being in his mind to materializing. And now he's made a mistake where it's going to be found out and he's trying to cover it up. Hallelujah. See, once you begin going down this road, it's a slippery slope. Praise God. And at any point, I want to point this out. At any point, David could have said, wait a minute, I messed up. Praise God. Before we go any further, I messed up. Hallelujah. Before I get any deeper, I messed up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But David didn't do that. Hallelujah, amen. And David, being the king, being a man after God's own heart, hallelujah, here comes this Hittite. Now, he's not even a Hebrew. He's not Jewish. He follows us. He follows God. He's with the army of God. But he's an outsider that came in. It's not even in his blood. But he has more integrity than the king. Lord, have mercy. He said, I can't go out there, amen, and have fun with my wife and sleep with my wife and have a ball and eat all the king's meat and have a party when I know my brothers are out there dying. Hallelujah. His loyalty was to the king. So he slept at the king's door instead of going to indulge himself. Hallelujah, amen. How can the servant of the king have more loyalty and more honor and more integrity than the king himself? Hallelujah. At that point, David could have broke down at that point and say, you know what, Uriah, I got to confess something to you. I got to tell you something. I messed up. Hallelujah. But he didn't do that either. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and when they had told David, saying Uriah went not down to his house, David said to Uriah, comest thou not from thy journey? Why then didst thou not go down to thine house? And Uriah said to David, the ark and Israel and Judea abide in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go into mine house and eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As thou livest and as thy soul livest, I will not do this thing. My God, hallelujah, the servant, hallelujah, said, I can't go and do this thing while, hallelujah, it's a war going on and God's work is being done. I need to be out there doing God's work. Even though you're not, Lord have mercy, out there doing God's work. Hallelujah. I'm surprised David didn't pick up a sword and say, well, I'm going, even if he didn't confess, but we need to go to the front line. He didn't even feel hurt or guilty about not being out there with his brothers, hallelujah, out there dying in the name of God, while he at home eating and drinking and lying with another man's wife. And David said to Uriah, tarry here today also. Hallelujah. And tomorrow I will let thee depart. So Uriah abode in Jerusalem that day. And the morrow, and David had called him and did not eat and drink before him and made him drunk. And that evening went out and lie upon his bed with the servants of the Lord and went not down to his house. David tried to get the man drunk. Maybe if I get him drunk, hallelujah, amen. And I just have to imagine that he had conspired with Bathsheba about this. Hallelujah. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get him drunk. Hallelujah. Amen. When he get in the house, amen, even if you don't sleep with him, just get him naked and get him in the bed. Make him think you slept with him. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to cover this thing up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But he went not down to the house. He wouldn't do it. He would not indulge himself. Hallelujah. And he would not sacrifice the work of God to indulge himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it came to pass. Now, this is where the Bible tells us that when sin, when it's full grown, mm-hmm. Hallelujah, amen, it brings death. Hallelujah, amen. And it says, and he wrote in the letter, okay, and it came to pass that in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab, hallelujah, and sent it by the hand of Uriah. Now, that's cold. Hallelujah. And send it by the hand of your rod. Now, it wouldn't be a problem, but let's see what the letter said. Hallelujah. And it came to pass, hallelujah, it says, and in the letter he wrote saying, ye set ye Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that he be smitten and die. Hallelujah. He wrote a letter, Lord have mercy. I don't know if I could have been Uriah. Praise God, hallelujah, because sometimes I get a little nosy, and you might give me a letter, and I might want to hold it up to it. Don't act like you ain't never, okay, you act like that. Praise God, hallelujah. I would have opened this letter. Hallelujah, praise God. David wouldn't have got me. Hallelujah, amen, but Uriah, hallelujah, amen. Look at the integrity of this man. Hallelujah, amen. This is often overlooked when we preach about this text. It's often overlooked the integrity, the faithfulness of Uriah the Hittite. Hallelujah, amen. With the letter, his execution papers in his hand. Hallelujah, amen. He goes back into battle for a king who has slept with his wife. Hallelujah, lied to him about it, manipulated him. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And now has ordered his death. Praise God, hallelujah. This is the man of God who has done all this. Hallelujah, amen. The Lord wants us to know, amen, we can get caught up. Don't think you can't. Hallelujah, amen. If a man after God's own heart can get caught up in the power, because it was the power that got, it wasn't his looks that got over there. It was the fact that he was the king. Hallelujah, amen. See, it's going to get to a point. You've been worried about your looks. God's going to put some power on you. And that power, that authority that God is going to give you is what's going to attract people. Hallelujah. You're going to be attracting people that you never would have dreamed. Hallelujah, amen. But you got to understand that is the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. Come to bring temptation into your life. Praise God. All kind of financial offers are going to come. Hallelujah. All kind of underhanded schemes are going to come your way. Hallelujah. Amen. Because now they're attracted to the power. They're attracted to the authority. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. I just want to say, like all that stuff that David ended up doing, you know, stems from a root of unforgiveness.
Mm.
Towards his wife.
Mm.
Amen. Hallelujah. And mm-hmm. it's just him feeding that seed of unforgiveness led into so many different roots of sin. He ended up giving birth to sin because of unforgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. That simple thing though. There's a lot of us, we harboring of unforgiveness, whether that be towards people, whether that be towards yourself. And that's why you're sinning after sinning and just keep sinning because of that root of unforgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The minute when we give place to the devil, when we feed that flesh, we create that whole tree. You know, David could at any time, like Elder had said, he could at any time apologize and sat down and apologized and talked about with his wife. He could have done that at any moment, and that would have killed and stumped the enemy right there.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he went after, he harbored that unforgiveness, and because of that unforgiveness, he birthed sin. He gave birth to sin. And as Elder was saying, the scripture says, you know, sin full blown produces death. Sin full grown produces death. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. And that's what happened to, that's what happened with David. And that happened with us. Like I said, you know, we hovering unforgiveness towards people, and we studied, and because of the unforgiveness, we dibbling, dabbling, and sin continuously. And because of that unforgiveness towards ourselves, we studied dibbling, dabbling, and sin because we can't even forgive ourselves of stuff we didn't done, even though God has already forgiven me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what I want to say. But yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like she said, back to that root of unforgiveness has led up to all of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, God wants us to recognize this. He wouldn't be telling us this if this wasn't going to happen in some way, shape, form, or fashion in our lives. Like I say, it may not be your wife. It may not be your husband. Hallelujah. Like me and her minister together, it might be somebody else that comes in and brings conflict to us. Hallelujah. Amen. And we as one go against this other person. Hallelujah. Amen. Or it might be she come home happy and I depress her. I come home happy, she depressed me. But it's up to us to realize this is the enemy at work. The Lord wants you to know when it occurs, it's the enemy. Hallelujah. And what the result will be. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Once it happens, once you begin to get into it, and you don't take none of the avenues, none of the way to get out of it. Hallelujah. Amen. The way of escape. Praise God. Hallelujah. That the Bible talks about. When he found out she was married, he could have stopped it right there. Hallelujah. When he found out she was pregnant, he could have stopped it right there. When he wouldn't sleep with with his wife, he could have stopped it there. Hallelujah. But he kept going. Hallelujah.
He said, David, you know, being a man after God's own heart, you would think, like, you know, he's been a man after God's own heart. You know, he, as a child, you know, filled the life. You know, he was fiery, on zeal for God. You know, you would think, like, what made David? What happened to David? What made him do all of this? You know, this is a man after God's own heart. And, you know, we can look at our, you know, some of our brothers and sisters, right? They have such a zeal for God. You know, they love different people. They love, you know them. You know how much they love and the passion they have for what they do. And you wonder, like, you know, what happened? And the Lord is letting us know, you know, it's because, like we were saying, you know, for David, it was unforgiveness unforgiveness towards his wife that caused all this. And you know, for some of us, it might be we commit sin because you know we got a root. Our root, it all goes back to the root. Maybe you have a root of anger towards someone. Maybe somebody made you angry, or maybe a situation has made you angry and you haven't got over it since. So ever since then, you've just been committing all kinds of sin, going against God ever since. For some of us, we might be insecure. And because our insecurities, later on, because that root of insecurity, we have reaped the tree up. You know, now we putting other people down so we can feel better about ourselves because we have a root of insecurity in our lives. You know, amen, hallelujah. You know, because of insecurities, you know, we might be accusing people of lying to us, or being unfaithful to us, or being a fake friend to us because we are insecure. Amen. Or maybe you have a root of being lied to. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You know, that makes you not trust anybody. It makes you want to get somebody before they get you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, all this stuff that we have occurred in our lives is coming from a root of something. It's a root that you have to uproot out of your life. If you don't uproot that root, that you're gonna continue to operate in that sin and more sin and more wickedness and more wickedness and more evil on top of that. If you don't get down to the root of this problem. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So now we got the King, hallelujah, of Israel, a man after God's own heart, has issued a order, amen, to kill the man of the wife that he's sleeping with. Hallelujah. Praise God. The husband of the wife that he's sleeping with. Now, this is crazy. This sounds like a Lifetime movie. Hallelujah. This sounds like one of these movies we watch. Amen. And we talk about these preachers and we say they are not men of God. Hallelujah. We talk about the people we see on the ID channel. They ain't people of God. I can't believe the pastor did this. The bishop did that. Well, here's David. Just judge not. yet ye be judged by the same measure that you judge others, the Father in heaven is going to judge you. Hallelujah. You think you are susceptible to become the next person on the IV channel? Hallelujah. The next pastor, the next parishioner, the next church-going, God-fearing housewife to be on snaps? Praise God. Hallelujah. No, the Lord is telling us today, amen, you have to keep your eyes open for the enemy. Hallelujah, because he is on the attack, amen, and he is looking to take you out. Hallelujah, why? Because if he takes you out, he takes God out. Because what do they say? The preacher did this. The Christian did that. The church-going person did this. This person that taught Sunday school did that. See, when the enemy defiles your name and defames your name, he's defaming the name of God. This is what the word means when it says, because of you, the word of God, hallelujah, is defiled in the eyes of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. In other words, because of what happened to you, because of what you got caught up doing. Hallelujah. Now the people don't want to listen to God. Hallelujah, because they believe if this is what God's people is like, I might as well stay in the world. Hallelujah, I might as well keep doing what I'm doing and keep thugging it out here. Hallelujah, amen, because y'all ain't no better than us. Praise God, hallelujah. And David got caught up in this. Hallelujah, David got caught up in being somebody he never intended to be. So you can't go because people out there ain't. See, God puts the light on those that are his children. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people out there doing stuff ain't being counted for what they're doing. But God, when we do something, God ain't going to let you get by without getting. You a child of God. You're going to get the light shined on you. No matter how you try to keep it a secret and try to keep it under wraps, hallelujah, eventually you should, at some point you need to stop and say, look, I messed up. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to, hallelujah. Did you have something else? I think I was going to cut it off right then, pick it back up tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. Chapter 12.
Amen. So, you know, basically, we got to be aware of the attacks of the enemy. You know, we got to remember it. We got to constantly let the Lord, let the Spirit remind us that it is spiritual wickedness occurring. You know, we don't battle against flesh and blood. You know, you can X that out. It's not about your friend. It's not about your wife. It's not about people. You know, it's spiritual wickedness occurring. And, you know, everybody is under attack in some shape, form, or fashion. You know, we are under attack. He said, no temptation is coming to man. I mean, it happens to everybody. It's nothing uncommon. It's nothing like, oh, look, that people, you might think a certain thought or, you know, things, you might be experiencing strange things, and you think, oh, I must be the only one. You know, no, it's no temptation that's coming to me. No, none.
None.
Not to know, you know, not to nobody, whether you're Christian or not, you know, is you know, nobody's counted out, you know. So we have to just be aware of that you know, the enemy is at work, and he's seeking whom he may destroy, you know, and devour. Amen, hallelujah. So we have to be on alert, you know, guard our eyes and our ear gates, which is, you know, both of those are the gateways to the soul. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. And we have to remember, you know, I also had mentioned in the beginning, you know, we first started talking about Jeremiah. We pointed out who you are, what was your purpose on this earth. Amen, hallelujah. Yesterday we talked about, you know, okay, you know, we told you who you was, we told you what your purpose was, and we told you what your purpose wasn't. Amen, hallelujah. Now the Lord is telling you, you know, some things have creeped up and caused division and confusion within the church amongst the people because of the works of the enemy. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. If he can divide it, he can conquer it. And we gotta start recognizing the enemy, you know. So the vision cannot stand, confusion cannot overstand, and I will miss. Amen, hallelujah. And then we'll be able to stand together and overcome, you know, the things that we need to overcome. Amen, hallelujah. So I just hope this word bless you in some form or fashion. You know, if you have any questions or you desire to know the Lord even more, you know, you can tune in every morning, you know, around 11:30 is on Facebook under the Not the Truth of Christ, under Elder Andre Pivo stage. We're here. We're going to be here every day, every morning at 11 o'clock if you wish to know more about God. If you don't have a Facebook or you won't be in a position to get to Facebook, we do have a prayer line number. Amen. Hallelujah. You can call at 516-666-9967. Again, that number is 516-666-9967. Amen. Hallelujah. You can call in for prayer. You know, anything you need, you can call in for it. Amen. Hallelujah. You can either, if you wish to get prayer even now, and you can't get into the line, just comment under the video, and we will surely pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as First Lady said, hallelujah, it's amen. Just know the enemy is going to come. Hallelujah. He's going to come. So when you go to work, if you can go to work or whatever's going on in your house, understand that the enemy, people ain't just picking at you or just out of the blue. The enemy, hallelujah, is attacking them, blinding them to the good that you're doing, only pointing out the bad. Hallelujah, causing a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize the enemy. You can only cast him away if you recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We're not recognizing him, so we're not casting him away. We're like, what's wrong with them? What's their problem? I don't know who they talking to. Praise God. Hallelujah. But understand it is the enemy, and he is seeking to kill, to steal, to kill, and destroy your joy, your happiness, your hope, your faith, your dreams. Hallelujah. Amen. Your peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's trying to do. Hallelujah, amen. You think he's trying to get your bank account? He's really not worried about your bank account. He's worried about all of those things, like I said, the joy, happiness, peace of mind. Hallelujah, your faith. Hallelujah, that's what he's after. Hallelujah, your heart to love. Hallelujah, your heart to do the work of God. He wants you to faint. He wants you to get weary and well-doing. This is what the enemy wants you to do. That way you can fall into sin. Hallelujah. And if you fall into sin, amen, you make God look bad. That is the, you have to understand. And I'm getting ready to close. Let me say this real quick. That is the enemy's whole mission, to make God look bad. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus told the story about the as men slept, the enemy came and planted tare among the wheat, because the wheat were valuable, hallelujah, to the owner. The owner, praise God, sells the wheat and makes money off the wheat. Hallelujah. But if I put tare among the wheat, I bring down, I lessen the value of the wheat. I want to hurt the owner of the wheat. Hallelujah. The enemy is going through you to get to God. Hallelujah. It's about God. It's not about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So look out for the enemy. Hallelujah. Because he is on the prowl and he is, hallelujah, on the attack. I want to open up the line. If there's anybody that has a testimony, comment, prayer request on tonight, hallelujah. Like we said, if you're out there on Facebook Live and you have a testimony, prayer request, hallelujah, amen, you can put it in the comment box. We will, even if the video's over, hallelujah, we will go back and address the prayer requests and testimonies that you put in the comment box on the bottom of your screen. Praise God. The phone lines are open at this time. Hallelujah. Is there one on the line today with a testimony or prayer request? Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God. Hallelujah. For each and every person who called in and tuned in on today, we truly hope you are blessed by the word of God on today, and beware of the enemy. I'm going to do this. Praise God. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, under your authority, hallelujah, of your son Jesus Christ, I bind and rebuke, hallelujah, any work of the enemy in anyone's lives, hallelujah, who is in earshot of my voice right now. Hallelujah. I command the enemy to leave, hallelujah, out of their domain in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, and I command the peace of Christ to enter into the room. Hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord to flow freely. Hallelujah, into the room. And I open up the gates, the floodgates of heaven, hallelujah, on this morning. Hallelujah, let the peace of mind flow freely. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, amen, that we are able to do so in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, and we bless your name, Jesus, for you are truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And as we leave the line, hallelujah, but never from your presence, Lord, we simply pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every person until we all come back together again. Praise God on this morning on behalf of First Lady and myself. Hallelujah. We love y'all. Everybody, y'all have a blessed day. Don't forget to say your prayers. Hallelujah. And watch what God can manifest in your life on today. Hallelujah. Everybody have a blessed day. Go with God. We'll see y'all next time. We'll see y'all tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. On the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Morning show. Y'all have a blessed day.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiven, I'm forgiven. See, I haven't been forgiven, now I'm living. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him. Love him, love him, love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I have been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he come in a missing shot. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall, you remember I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him.
We do.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
what's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you down.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wants.
nobody.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make it through.
Yeah. Make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying.
Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turn to decisions, and we were told to do the right thing, and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through.
Make it through.
But the truth is that nobody,
wanna lose.
Nobody,
nobody wanna fail.
Nobody,
nobody wanna die.
Nobody,
we're just trying to live.
Listen.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, and surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drought. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven and kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah,
niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through.
Make it through.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Yeah, yeah.
Man. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch
you inebriated and faded. They being shady, and that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low. I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I want to make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't want to do, and I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't want to lose, don't want to fail, don't want to die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I want to fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.